Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, talking youth sports once again with Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist based in Charleston, South Carolina. Dr. Geyer holds board certification from the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and Orthopedic Surgery, as well as subspecialty in orthopedic sports medicine. His passion is sharing sports medicine and wellness information in easy-to-understand language for athletes, parents, coaches, and other healthcare providers. His critically acclaimed blog at drdavidgeyer.com as weekly sports medicine podcast are go-to resources for athletes young and old. Dr. Geyer is the author of That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Dr. David Geyer back with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I'm glad to do it.
So much to talk about. We'll have you back often, and we're continuing our discussion of youth sports. Today we want to talk about talking to kids about pain and telling someone they are injured. And that's something real difficult for any of us to admit that, you know, we're injured and we might have to back off here for a little bit. First of all, what should we be telling our kids about pain? The youth sports participants, what should we be telling them to watch for in terms of pain?
Well, you're right. It's really tricky because kids really don't want to let people down. They don't want to let their coaches down, their parents down, and certainly their teammates. And they really, even more than adults, have a sense that if they come out of the game, that, you know, if the team doesn't do well, that's going to be their fault. And so they tend to hide injuries or deny injuries and just pain much more even than high school and adults tend to do. And so I think that it needs to be sort of a constant education, both with the coaches and the parents. I think if I'm a parent of a young kid that plays sports, it's talking to them, saying it's okay to tell us if you're having, you know, shoulder pain or elbow pain in a non-threatening way, and not beat them down with it, but just bring it up, you know, throughout the year, just, you know, get to where they feel comfortable mentioning it to you.
How difficult is it to explain to them when the pain is too much? I assume you fall down when you're playing soccer, you get hit with a baseball when you're playing baseball, that type of thing. How do you explain to them, okay, that's normal, you know, a couple hours and that's going to be gone, as opposed to something that's going to be persistent?
Well, I think that's the great point. So if as a parent, they don't tell you about it, then you don't know that they haven't had problems for a month.
Yes.
I think that if you can open the lines of communication so that they say, hey, you know, my elbow's been bothering me in practice today, then as, you know, as a mom and a dad and as a player and, you know, you even get the coach involved, then you know it just started today or maybe the day before, and then you watch it maybe for a day. Maybe you take a day off, or maybe you switch positions to avoid stress on it. You try maybe some ice or anti-inflammatory medications. And if that's enough to get it better, or doing that for a few days is enough to get better, great. But at least you know, hey, we know about it, and we try these simple things. And if it's not getting better, then you can go get it checked out fairly early before it turns into a much bigger problem.
What about the role of the coach, and how understanding are they when somebody comes and says, I have a particular injury, I don't know whether I should play or not?
It's super important that the coach takes that seriously. There's no bigger risk factor, at least when we look at young pitchers, and that's probably the area we have the most data on injuries in youth sports. There's no bigger risk for a serious shoulder and elbow injury, one that ends up needing surgery, than pitching through pain. And so that, if you take that to all sports, you know, trying to play soccer on an ankle that really hurts or a knee that really hurts or football with a particular injury, you're much more likely to potentially do harm and even have an injury that leads to weeks and weeks out if you try to push through pain. And so the coaches need to listen and take that very seriously and be supportive and not just say, oh, just play through it or it'll make you tougher. That's where you really get into some fairly serious injury problems.
How about the role of a parent? They're sitting there watching a football game, college or pro, and they're talking about this particular player missed practice this week, but it's game day and he's a champ and he's out there and he's going to play through the injury because the playoffs are at stake, that type of thing. How do you watch that with a youth sports participant and say, that's not what you do, that's what they do?
Yeah, I think it is tricky because you're right. They see the older athletes and what they do, and you know, the problem is these kids are not just miniature little adults. Their bodies are different. They have different injuries in response to the same types of stress, you know, with open growth plates, and they don't have the muscle strength that the college athletes and the adult athletes have. So I think you have to look at it, you step back and really look at it in the big picture and look at it as, you know, rest during the season, maybe fewer practices than the older kids get. You know, you monitor their hours. We talked in our last segment last week, we talked about, you know, taking a season off and giving them time to rest. You really have to look at, you know, making sure that, yes, performance is great, but you've got to make sure that, that you're not overdoing it because they've got a long career ahead of them, you hope, and you don't want to burn them out or wear out their bodies too young.
In many cases, the youth participant doesn't want to say anything about the pain because they're afraid of losing playing time. How do you handle that?
Yeah, there's no question that that's true. Look, to be fair, that's a problem even that gets up into the professional level.
Yes.
But with kids especially, and I think that you have to somehow reinforce the message that the worst that could happen is that they keep pushing through it, end up with a serious injury, and then they miss a season of, and then obviously lose their spot and may never catch back up. So the key is that by letting people know and taking a day off here or there, they're not going to get themselves out for a long period of time because of an injury, and they won't lose their starting spot, but they've got to be upfront with that. And then you've got to have supportive and coaches and parents not only to reinforce that message, but then to also, you know, make sure that they don't lose their spot. You know, you try to work out some things so that kids feel comfortable saying, hey, look, you know, my elbow or my shoulder or my foot's really bothering me.
We're listening. We're talking to Dr. David Guyer on This Week in America. The website is drdavidguyer.com, and that's G-E-I-E-R.com. A minute or so left in the program. We're so aware of concussions, but we tend to equate concussions with football. Talk about other sports as well, because concussions, not something unique to football.
No, there's no question. I think that any contact or collision sport has that risk. Hockey, soccer, basketball, lacrosse, even cheerleading, which is a little different, there are risks of concussions. And so
yes.
I think the education of young athletes, what the symptoms are, and telling them, hey, you've got to let people know if you have things like nausea or dizziness or headaches or sensitivity to light or any of that. Because young kids don't really know what a concussion is or what these symptoms are. And so if they don't mention it to somebody, we may never know they had one. So you're absolutely right. It's not just the parents of kids who play football. It's the parents of kids that play any of those types of sports.
Great information available at Dr. David's website, which is drdavidguyer.com, G-E-I-E-R.com. A lot of information there on ebooks, the book that we've talked about in the program before, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever, available all across the country. A fascinating read. Great information at the website. You've got video there. The podcasts are there as well. And you can link on directly to Dr. David's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Guyer, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.